We'll look at the tape.
Hogan Johns.
I think we got to come out hard and stay hard.
Part of Chicago's best Bears coverage.
I don't know.
Now, here they are.
They're day-to-day in my mind.
WGN Radio's very own Adam Hogue.
I'm filing.
And the Chicago Sun-Times' Adam Johns.
What an a-hole.
Hug it, chug it, football!
Well, 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 welcome in from Cincinnati, Paul Brown Stadium. Bears are victorious, Adam Johns. And not just victorious, they kicked the crap out of the Bengals today. Where the hell has this been?
I don't know what to say or do. I'm not used to this. It's been 5 weeks, even longer because of the bye week. I feel good about this. I don't know if it's... Look, forget about John Fox for a second. Mitch Trubisky needed this. That's the bottom line. He really needed this validation of all his hard work, of his development. This was great to see for him.
Yeah, this is episode 137 of the podcast, question mark? Yeah, I think it is. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Hogue, H-O-G-E, at Adam Johns, J-A-H-N-S. All of our post-game reaction on Twitter. Also at ChicagoSunTimes.com is where you can read Johnsy, and WGNRadio.com is where you can read my post-game column. Yeah, I think that's a good point there to start with, because I don't know that this is enough. Certainly, I don't think one game is enough to save John Fox's situation. Perhaps let's see how this all looks like in a, 3 weeks from now. I'd be surprised if the outlook's different. But you bring up a good point. For Mitch Trubisky, he needed a game like this really badly. The offense needed a game like this. I think we've all individually, and by the way, Ryan Pace needed a game like this too after what happened last week. We, in a micro way, and we talked about it this week on the podcast, that just was, for 1 week, a really, really bad look for Ryan Pace. But you zoom back out, you get the picture today, and all four of his draft picks that have been playing this year, I mean, basically they were the stars on the field today, other than you add in Jordan Howard, but is also one of his draft picks. So, good game for Ryan Pace, good game for Mitch Trubisky, John Fox, we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know if anything's going to, I mean, even if winning out, if he does win out, I don't think that changes his narrative much. Well, one, I don't think he's going to win out. I think the Lions and the Vikings offer obvious challenges on the road. But you're right. This was a Ryan Pace win. Even Jordan Howard to be lumped into that. He's a Ryan Pace draft pick. So the best players on the field today, the five best players for the Bears, were Ryan Pace draft picks. And of course, the Mitch Trubisky performance means so much more. I like using the word validation. I think Rich Campbell, the Tribune, used that word in a question to Mr. Trubisky. It's a great word to use in this situation. Yes, the Bengals are missing five defensive starters. Yes, they should fire Marvin Lewis. Yes, they're a complete mess. But he's still on the road. Mr. Trubisky's still on the road. It's freezing outside. He played well, and he played well with his other rookies in Tariq Cohen and Adam Shaheen.
What's interesting is they look this good today, and it just brings up more questions for John Fox and his staff, because it's, well, where has this been? Why every single week, like 1 week it was Kendall Wright. Why is he only playing in three wide receiver sets? Another week it was Tariq Cohen. Why is he not on the field more? And then that week they got him on the field more. This week it was Adam Shaheen. Why is he a ghost in the offense when he looks like he can play? They got him involved today. He nearly had two touchdowns. The only target he didn't catch, he had five targets, four catches. The only one he didn't catch was a bang-bang play in the end zone that the defender may have gotten his hands on. So it just – where has this been? And I understand the Bengals went to sleep. They're hibernating. I don't think Bengals do that because they live in the wild and the jungle. Not in the winter, as we're looking at the jungle that they call here. By the way, the jungle was pretty empty today in Paul Brown Stadium. Not a great crowd. So, I don't know. To me, this just like brings up more questions. Like, why has this taken so long? Why in the second half? What the other games, like in the game against Carolina, the Bears got the two defensive scores, and then they just shut it down offensively the rest of the game. They just shut it down because they were like too scared to give up the lead. Today, they're out there with a comfortable lead, and Trubisky's throwing 30-yard bombs downfield. Granted, it went out of bounds, but like the fact is, even called, the fact that they put they kept the foot on the gas in the second half was a clear change in philosophy to me. And where did it come from?
I think John Fox is more comfortable with the rookie quarterback. I think they had a game in hand. They weren't playing one of the top-rated defenses in the Panthers, to use your comparison. And I think Mitch Trubisky is simply better. The Bears, if they're guilty of anything, they completely slow-played the development of Mitch Trubisky. They really did. Going back to not having an open competition with Mike Glennon and having this whole process be very gradual, being very incremental. And look, there's no right way to do this, but it's become obvious that I think Mitch Trubisky can handle whatever's really thrown to him. He can handle a lot. The pressure of a five-game losing streak, the pressure of dealing with us twice a week, and he's been exceptional in many ways. Yes, some games have been ugly, some passes have been ugly, but there's always those glimpses of the wow. Like, this is what a second overall pick is supposed to look. And you saw a lot of that today. It was staring down pressure and making a pinpoint accurate pass. It was dumping it out when he needed to. It was being patient in the pocket and waiting for the option routes of Kinlaw Wright to get open. There was a lot of development that came through today against the Bengals. And to get back to your point, yeah, they slow played this with Trubisky, and it could probably cost John Fox his job, but at least Ryan Pace and the Bears fans, they have validation that they may have something special again in Mitch Trubisky.
I want to see it continue, though. I mean, the next few weeks, how do you build off this? Can you bring it into Detroit? That's a winnable game against the Detroit Lions. All of a sudden, they're talking about Jim Caldwell's job. That extension he got was really not really an extension. So there's a winnable game next week, but more than anything, you just want to see Trubisky carry this into the next performance. And we keep hearing from his teammates how much they love him. And I found this quote from Bobby Massey after the game very interesting, talking to Bobby Massey and just Trubisky's command of the offense and really the team. Here was Bobby after the game.
He has to be calm, not panic in the pocket, check his reads, make the right calls.
And you sensing that from Mitch in terms of the command in those types of situations?
Oh, hell yeah. Mitch will tell us, shut the up in the huddle. Uh-huh. Like, Mitch has got some balls, man. He's going to be a good quarterback.
So I think Bobby Massey is now the second offensive lineman to talk about Mitch Trubisky telling them off in the huddle when they're screwing around. And that's what you want from your quarterback. It is obvious to me that Mitch has really, I mean, I go back to Bourbonnais, to our first real signs that he had earned the trust and respect from this team, which is so important for a young quarterback to do. Now it's just about the development and seeing things and getting the experience, seeing defenses, reading them correctly, making the right throws. But, I mean, how many games is this now that they're nine starts in for him now, I think? And we're seeing gradual improvement. And he's not turning the ball over a whole lot, which is very important.
Well, it starts with the talent. I could still recall Victor Cruz's amazement at some of the passes Mitch Trubisky was throwing to him. And just that, well, it's the athleticism and it's the accuracy. It's throwing the ball on the run. So it starts with that. But you're right. He's got some of those intangibles. And it really goes back to not just those leadership things, but the want to, the incessant work ethic. You always hear about Peyton Manning and Drew Brees and Tom Brady, these guys who are, they're workaholics. John Fox said today that Mitch Trubisky's a 7 days a week guy. 7 days a week. He never said that about Jay Cutler for all his faults and even some of his good things. So, obviously, it means a lot to him. And you hear like the coaches use these cliches. It means a lot to him. He loves football. That's a tough thing for scouts to evaluate, and it's really thoroughly evaluated. Mitch Trubisky fits that. You're starting to see it pay off for him, especially today.
I think we talked about this during the week on our podcast, but Trubisky was really, what's the right word, surly with the media this week. For really the first time, you could tell that he wasn't really happy. And then I asked him a question today after the game. We'll play Trubisky for you. But I asked him, is it fair to say that the offense was more aggressive today? And he said, sure, you could say that because everyone has an opinion. You know, it was kind of a passive-aggressive way to answer the question. You could tell the negativity is registering a little bit. which, I mean, how can it not? You lose five games in a row. But what I'm getting at is I still felt like, even though we had that press conference this week with him and the answer after the game today, I still felt like you could just sort of tell that, well, we talked about during the week, we didn't really like the energy or whatever around the team, but Mitch was going back to work. You could tell, like, he was still putting in the work, determined to get them out of that. And that's what you need from a quarterback. And maybe it worked. I mean, maybe you come out with this, and the last month of the season ends up being different. I mean, we'll see. We've seen wins before, and they come right back and with a loss. But it's hard to criticize what you saw today in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I interpreted that banter he had with you and then David Hall as playful. He's had smart aleck comments before in the past, and it's not mean-spirited smart aleck humor. It's he kids around. He makes light of certain situations. He'll make fun of Dowell Loggins' height and stuff like that. So there's a playful side to Mitch Trubisky that comes out in some smart aleckness. I actually call him a smart aleck in my column tomorrow, and I think that's a good thing. There's an edge to him. There's a swagger, as players have said before, and those five games were wearing on him. Wednesday at Hallis Hall, he was pretty somber. He was pretty defeated, but he kept working at it. That's why I feel like this game was so important to him. It's validation for all those early mornings, all those late nights, all those extra repetitions with Adam Shaheen. It's paying off. And you know what? They may have beaten up a bad team, but they're still rookies doing it. That means something.
Let's get you Mitch Trubisky after the game here in Cincinnati and his comments in his post-game press conference.
Mitch, why do you think Kendall was such a friendly target today?
Just all 10 guys doing their job, all 11 guys, myself included. So we just went out there, executed today, and we just had fun doing it. So we just trusted the plan, went out there, let it loose. We're balanced with the attack, run game, and passing. And Kendall did a great job getting open. So he just keeps telling me to stick with him on some of those option routes that he has. And I did, and I just trusted it. And he went up and made great catches today. So that's what we expect out of Kendall, just to continue to get open for us and make great catches. And the O-line did a great job up front all day.
How big was it to get in the end zone on the first drive of the game?
Really big. So we want to start fast and finish fast. So to just get the ball, drive down, we had pretty good field position. Thanks to our defense, they played well all game. And, yeah, that's how you want to operate, going down, score first, drive of the game.
Would it have been hard to operate in previous games where you hadn't been in the end zone early to kind of get things clicking?
We were really just focused on today. So we put the pass behind us and then just one drive at a time today. So we had a great week of practice, and I feel like that just trickled throughout the week, the positive energy. And the guys just came together, and we were able to make a lot of plays today. So we weren't going to dwell on the pass and what we didn't do. We can learn from our mistakes, and it was able to allow us to be more effective today.
Is it fair to say that you guys were more aggressive today offensively?
Sure, it's fair to say. Everyone's got opinions.
what do you feel
accurate
to say that?
It's accurate. What's up?
How much of a boost did Adam?
Yeah, we just need to spread the ball around. We got a lot of great weapons on offense. Adam, Dion, the big tight ends. We just got to continue to utilize them and spread the ball around with our receivers. And I think it all starts when we get the run game going, and the O-line is playing really well up front. So Adam did a great job. When I threw the ball in his way, he was coming down with it every single time. So it was awesome, and I guess it's just a tribute to the extra work we put in before and after practice, me and him just getting on the same page.
Any extra emphasis for you on third down, whether it's preparation during the week, if you're getting certain third down?
Always. Always.
How's that going for you?
Every single week. Everybody knows third down's money down, especially for quarterbacks. It's usually a known passing situation when you're not third and short yardage. So everyone in the building knows it's a pass. So how well are you going to operate your play? And do you know what the defense is doing on the other side of the ball? So you just study third down extra close to get a good sense what the defense is doing every time. And the all 10 guys, if the other 10 guys do their job, it makes my job a lot easier. And that's what allows us to be effective on third down.
Some of those plays you're talking about with Kendall and even Adam, I mean, how much is patience important for you to just wait for them to find that spot in the zone?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the receivers are going to get open eventually if the O-line gives me time back there. And that's why I was able to find them today, because they did such a great job. I had a lot of time back there in the pocket, and that allowed the receivers to – to really operate in their routes and get open.
What were the Bengals doing from a coverage standpoint most of the day?
Cover two, cover three, mix it up with Buzz, brought some pressure, but we knew they were banged up on that side of the ball, so we just wanted to take advantage and really focus on ourselves and execute. So they did a good job of mixing it up, and they threw a couple different things that we haven't seen, but you just continue to roll with it like we do throughout the games.
What's that huddle like in the third and fourth quarter? I mean, you haven't been in this situation, you know, since college. Mm-hmm. What was that kind of mentality like?
It was exciting. Stepping into the huddle, just continue to play with confidence. We were just vibing off each other within the huddle, and everyone had that positive look in their eye. And everybody wanted the ball. The linemen wanted the ball to be ran behind them. The receivers wanted the ball in the hands, and the running back wanted it. So when everyone has that hunger, that desire to just want to go out and execute the next play, it makes it fun on offense.
What do you do to savor a win at this point in your career? You know, they're hard to come by, and you obviously got to...
Yeah, for sure. But we play on Saturday this week, so it's going to be a shorter week by one day. So for me, it's to enjoy this because you expect to win. You put all the hard work in, and it's good to reap the rewards from putting in a lot of hard work this week. But you got to move on, watch the film tonight, get over it, and then get back on for Detroit on a short week. Yeah, that was awesome. Seemed like all the Bengals fans left, and then it was just the Bears fans. So I really noticed that before the game, too. I was like, wow, there's a lot of Bears fans here. And, I mean, what a tribute to them to support us throughout this tough season. And we want to put a good performance onto them because they travel so well. So thanks to Bears Nation, and we just got to keep it rolling.
You know, we talked with Dal about you celebrating small victories when the wins weren't there to sort of validate the process. But when the win is there, how important is that to you? It's just in terms of validating the growth that you're grinding for.
Yeah. I don't know about the validation part because I feel like that's kind of on the outside, but I really just feel confident about I'm getting better each week. And it's, yes, it's from the play, but I get feedback from my teammates and from them just looking at me, and I can tell that they're confident in me, and I just feel like my play is getting a little bit better each week, and I know how to prepare, and I just need to go out there and execute and just do exactly what I'm coached. So I feel like I'm getting better each week, and for us to come out with a win, that's the most important thing for me, for the team to get a win.
On the touchdown that you ran for, what did you see to keep it?
Yeah, it was a read option, read the defensive end. He crashed down. Tribute to the O-line and Jordan just creating holes all day, and I just pulled one and ran the end zone. It's exactly how it's supposed to work.
Second half, you got the lead. Dallas still giving you guys some pass plays. You're still taking shots downfield. Does that speak to kind of your growth and maybe some of the confidence that they that's been building here?
Yeah, I think that's just how we want to evolve as offense. I feel like they trust me that I'm going to take care of the football and make great decisions. So, yeah. My teammates did a great job all day having my back, and I know that when we're staying aggressive, you need to stay aggressive, but we're also taking care of the football. So it's just taking calculated shots, calculated risks, and just being efficient with the football. So the other 10 guys on offense did their job, and that's just what allowed us to stay aggressive throughout the whole game.
All good? Thank you.
So you heard that exchange that I was referring to with the aggressiveness of this offense, and he admitted with David Haw's follow-up, is it accurate? He said, it is accurate. It was accurate. Tariq Cohen said the same thing after that game. Tariq Cohen actually said that part of the reason why they had so much success offensively is because they found the right role for everyone, and people bought into their roles, which I think speaks to what we've been talking about. I mean, the usage of players throughout the season has been mind-boggling at times, and they figured it all out today. And sometimes timing is everything. This was a right opponent for this week. It really was. And we talked about it coming into this game. The Bengals were ripe for a letdown. The way they lost to the Steelers, blowing a 17-0 lead in a game that pretty much clinched their season in the wrong way on a short week where they lost five starters, most of them on defense. They were in a tough spot today, and give the Bears credit, they took advantage. But again, Ryan Pace is rookie class, took advantage offensively. They took advantage of clearly a depleted defense, and I like that they did not stop. They just kept going and going and going throughout this game, and they didn't hold back, and hopefully that is something that these young players can build on.
Yeah, it was hard to pick the Bears after the 49ers game because, look, they got outplayed thoroughly. by a one-win team that day. But you could still believe in what they're kind of doing here because their young guys came through. Is it enough? I don't know. The Bengals are a bad team. I mean, Andy Dalton. Dude. He's bad. I don't know what's going on with this team. There's like no fans here. So you think the apathy is real in Chicago? It's even worse here where they've had a coach for 15 years and went to 7 playoffs and didn't win a single game. But I think literally was just typing this note to myself so I could put it in my column. You know, yeah, it was hard to believe in the Bears after the 49ers loss, just like it was hard to believe in the Bears after the loss to Brett Hundley and the Packers. But the glimpses and the hope that Trubisky and Shaheen and Cohen, Eddie Jackson and Howard can provide could still make you feel good if you're a Bears fan, if you want to believe in it, really.
Yeah, and I think the maybe Marvin Lewis serves as a good example of not trying to hold on to something. Maybe they should have hired Mike Zimmer a long time ago instead of letting him go. You know what I mean? So, again, there's still 3 weeks left, but I don't think that today's game, while impressive, changes anything for the Bears.
I mean, let's not get carried away because they're 4-9, Adam. They still stink. But this, in terms of the future of 2018, you want to see Mitch Trubisky play this well. You want to see Jordan Howard run for 2 touchdowns. You want to see Tariq Cohen be explosive. You want to see Cody Whitehair playing well in the trenches. You want to see Adam Shaheen be that red zone target. You want to see Eddie Jackson making plays like that. He forced 2 turnovers today. You want to see all of that. Hope. For 2018.
Wow. A little optimism here after one win.
No.
But I think it's you know, right now as we record this, there's a game going on between 2 teams that figured it out, and the Rams and the Eagles. They got their young quarterback. I think there's a lot of evidence that the Bears might have their young quarterback. Now they got to get the right coaching around him. And the Eagles and Rams figure that out. They appear to have made the right hires. And from what I've seen in that game so far as we record this, it's been pretty entertaining. Today was entertaining offensively. Part of the reason, it sucks watching a team that can't move the football. Just if you're a fan, whatever team you're watching, if your team can't move the football, it is an awful feeling. It's just not fun. So, I mean, that's part of what we saw today. The Bears moved the football. You saw glimpses of what it could be. And so that's why I don't think it really changes anything long-term. Other than Ryan Pace wasn't going anywhere anyway. But today was a good win for him, just to see how his young guys play. All right, John Fox, saved it for the end for you guys because I know how much you love it. Remember, this is a podcast. You can fast forward through John Fox if you want. Okay, just don't stop listening. Just fast forward to when we come back. Here's John Fox after the game in Cincinnati.
Nothing to report injury-wise. I think we made it through the game pretty healthy. I'll open it up for questions.
John, offensively, one of the best points and outputs that you guys have had.
I think by far, yeah.
What do you think fueled that today?
Well, I think we've got a very young football team, in particular on offense. And I think I think it starts at quarterback. You know, I've watched him grow every week. You know, guys like Tariq Cohen, Adam Shaheen. They just keep getting better, and that's what you'd expect. And I think, today we came out and executed well as a football team, all 3 phases, and, we got to reap the benefits.
What impressed you most about Mitch's performance today?
I think it's preparation. You know, I think guys, he's put a lot into it. Our coaches have done a great job preparing him. You know, I think he, you know, there's always a couple of those, you know, young moments. But, you know, I think he, you saw some growth. I've seen growth every week he's gone out there, and I've been impressed because he works at it very, very hard. There's a lot goes into it. And, you know, it's good to see, you know, them experience some success today.
You put the foot on the gas even after you got a comfortable lead, which is a little different than some of the other games earlier in the year. Into that?
You know, I don't know, about all that gas pedal stuff, but, I think, we've been trying that all season. I think it's just we did it a little bit better today.
Jordan Howard, what's the difference between today and the two previous?
Well, I think it starts up front. You know, I think, not taking anything away from, any of our skilled guys. But, whether it's pass protection or whether it's run blocking, I think that all starts and finishes up front. So I thought, our front had a good day. I thought, Jordan did too. He ran pretty violent, ran pretty angry, which, when he does that, I think, you see the results.
Is it easier for him to do that when he gets success early?
I think, confidence is all part of any professional sport, but, you'd have to ask him that.
Did you sense that Mitch needed some evidence of the growth that he showed today just because of the way things have gone?
Well, I think, again, that's part of, anything, like as far as what's been frustrating, I know for me and the coaches is, a lot of us have had our day in the sun, but to see young guys come in and work hard and not reap those benefits. I thought Mitch Trubisky played very well last week, but, when you don't experience the end result, and that's a W, that it's hard to put much into that. But I've seen him grow every week. He's been out there since all the way back to Minnesota. It's just kind of nice to see some of those young guys and experience the benefits of all that hard work.
Jim, what do you think distinguishes Mitch? You talked about starting the week third down, fourth down.
Well, like anything, he puts a lot into it. I think he invests a lot of time. I have great respect for what these guys do and how hard they work. And Mitch is no different. I think he's, he doesn't have a day off. He's there 7 days a week. And, Coach Ragone, Coach Loggins, he's with, 24/7. And you see that growth. It's just a lot of it's situational. I think he had one little boo-hoo today on a screen. You just want to hit his feet. You can't throw it downfield. But that, he won't make that mistake again. And that's, I think, important about great players that I've been around is they don't make the same mistakes. And Mitch is in that group.
You were down like 7, 8, or 9 guys on defense. How would you assess the performance with all the young guys today?
Were you talking about our team or their team? Okay. Yeah, I think, as I mentioned earlier, a lot's made of those things. It's a tough time of year. You get to the fourth quarter of a game or a season. You got who you have, and you got it up with who you have. I thought our guys responded well.
From chemistry perspective, Mitch and Kendall today mm-hmm. on the same page. How did that kind of help Mitch as the game went on to grow that?
Well, I think what gets lost in losses, is Mitch is where he is in third down, even prior today. He was, I believe, 7th in the league. He's got about a 95 QBR. And a lot of those catches, Kendall has 8 third down receptions. For a guy new to us, and Kendall, again, hats off to him because he's worked very hard, in a position group that, some people didn't give us much credit or hope. I think, seeing the results was fun to watch.
Jackson had to strip mm-hmm. on the sideline. What did you see right in front of you right there to throw the flag?
Well, I was fortunate because it happened right in front of me. And there wasn't time to wait on anybody or anything. So, it was just nice to see them get it right.
With the Bengals' injuries on defense, did you feel like you had some opportunities to open things up a little bit more?
I think, they've been a pretty salty defense all year. We were familiar with the injuries, familiar with, a short week coming off a Monday night against a physical opponent that we'd already played. So we were familiar with. I think, obviously they want their starters out there just like we do, So it kind of was what it was. And, I just was pleased with the way our guys executed today.
What have the last 5, 6 weeks been like?
I think it's been there before. It's not easy. I think it's not easy on us. It's not easy on y'all. I've been a part of even the winning side of where you guys sit. So it's not easy on anybody. But it's like anything. You don't lay your sword down. You just keep swinging.
What was the message to the team in there to finally end that streak and get the win?
I think it's just, it's good to see them experience the results of their hard work. And, that's gratifying as a coach.
I'm sorry, with Shaheen, what did you like about the matchup today and being involved pretty much from the get-go?
Yeah, I think, we just kind of shared that wealth. We've kind of, getting him accustomed to, to play wide tight end in this league. There's a lot to it, both in the run game and in the pass game. Adams, again, is one of those young guys that is, Frank Smith, his position coach, they've worked their tails off to get them, prepared and ready. And, he's starting to see that maturation.
On the first challenge that you didn't get, it looked like some of your players were kind of yelling at the sideline. Were they kind of asking for the challenge?
I don't.
It was over the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of times that's a very, very hard thing on the field for the officials to see. You know, and again, that's one of those where, you know, it's really even hard to see depending on the angle once they get their little lines up there and everything. But it was a big gain. It was just one of those momentum-changing plays that it was worth a shot.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
See, so it wasn't all good for John Fox. There was that challenge in the first half that made no sense whatsoever. And I did have to ask him after the game what was going on there, because Mitch Trubisky was clearly across the line of scrimmage when he threw the ball and they challenged it. And he basically, as you heard him say there, it was a big play, and sometimes you just got to try to try. I don't know how you can justify that when it's so obvious, but see? So nothing changes.
I'm just glad they didn't play this one tight, because it looked like a tight game for a while. I mean, the Bears were thoroughly outplaying the Bengals at one point. I think it was like 13-7. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, gosh, all they need is like one big play to A.J. Green, and this could be 14-7 Bengals. And all that good vibes, all those that momentum that Mitch Trubisky and Jordan Howard had established could be, you know, like it wouldn't exist anymore. I honestly expected it to happen. And then the offense was just consistent, which is odd to say. They were consistently good throughout this game.
Well, it'll be a short week for the Bears as they play on Saturday, a Saturday game against Detroit in Detroit. A winnable game, perhaps, but most importantly, I think you just want to see Trubisky build on this, continue it next week. And you know what? Real quick, I'll give the defense credit. You know, not having Eddie Goldman out there, I thought that would cost them more than it did. John Jenkins stepped in, and it seemed like they played pretty well. But again, the Bengals, they did not show up. Like, Marvin Lewis should maybe be fired tomorrow. It was that bad.
Well, they didn't show up, neither did their fans. I'm like, wow. This is the emptiest game I have covered in, God, 6-plus seasons. By far.
Including Christmas Eve last year at Soldier Field?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This was the emptiest. Maybe it just looked, it's bigger than Soldier Field, but it was sparse. It was sad. I had people coming into the stadium. This was like the worst tailgating scene they had seen in years. It was bad here.
Most of the people I saw tailgating when I walked over from my hotel were Bears fans. So, and they were loud at the end of the game. Not quite the traveling group of Bears fans we've seen in the past. That has certainly dwindled this season, and it's hard to blame them for that. But at the end of the game, there was a very loud Let's Go Bears chant. So give those fans who traveled credit, and a sign that the fan base really deserves better than what they've gotten the last three seasons. But if you get that quarterback, things can change. All right. We'll be back later on this week. Bears, Lions. Like we said, we don't stop. We'll take you all the way through the end of the season, no matter what happens. And at least there's more positivity to talk about this week.
As we say, we come out hard and we stay hard.
All the way through week 17. And you know what? They expanded that package this week. Adam Shaheen, they expanded that package. Hashtag expand the package. It's a movement. And it's working. Touchdown for Adam Shaheen today. All right, follow us on Twitter for more stupid hashtags. At Adam Hoge, H-O-G-E is where you find most of them. At Adam Johns, J-A-H-N-S. Postgame columns up, WGNRadio.com/Bears, ChicagoSunTimes.com. Please rate and review the podcast on iTunes if you haven't already. We appreciate you doing that. We're on the TuneIn app. We're on the WGN Radio app. And the voicemail line, 312-222-5050. Positive calls this week? Maybe less swear words? Joe Romano won't have to hit the bleep button as much on your voicemails? We'll see. We'll talk to you later in the week.